Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office. I forgot the intro. Hold on. Hold on a second. My mind just blanked out. Let me restart that. I honestly didn't even know where I was going with that. Okay. Beep, 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 beep.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Thursday. As usual, we are bringing all that Friday energy. I feel it pouring out of my soul.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Absolutely. Fran, how are you doing on this lovely Wednesday afternoon? It is August 5th.
Wow.
2:56 p.m. I know. I was about to say July 20-something, and then I looked down. It's August 5th, and that is scary.
I know. The other day, I was like, well, it's almost August, and it was already August, so it's just where we are. I'm doing well, Rhea. Yesterday was a crazy day because there was a big-ass storm. I know, obviously, wherever you are, like, probably along the East Coast, people dealt with the storm, and lost a lot of power. My family lost their power at home. I lost power here. And it's crazy because, like, my family, I think we're just all very weather oriented. I know it sounds so ridiculous, but like my dad's side of the family, everybody's in different locations. We have this big group chat of, you know, 20 of us. And everybody's sending, like, winds picking up here, like, going outside. No wind here, rain here, sending pictures. So it's like we all think we're meteorologists. But it was crazy. We lost power for, like, the whole almost the whole day. Went to bed with no power, which is always kind of like a spooky, fun thing. Like, carried my candle up to the bathroom, like, washed my face to the candlelight, which was kind of, like, I was like, I can't really see what I'm doing. Like, hope I'm doing okay. And then, best case scenario, fall asleep. Thankfully, it was a cool night, so it wasn't like you totally overheated. And woke up, and the power was back on. Best case scenario.
I was a little jealous, I'm not going to lie. I love a good, fun blackout. One that doesn't cause much damage, but, you know, yeah. It gives you time to disconnect from technology. Maybe your phone's going to die, like you were telling us. Hey, guys, if I don't answer, it's probably because my phone's going to die. And you just play games, and you go outside, and you sit on your driveway, and everyone's out on their driveways waving to each other like, oh, your power's out, my power's out too. And everyone's, you know, waving from afar, but also enjoying the blackout together. And then you wake up and it's all fixed. And that nice breeze that comes from the air conditioner that turns back on, or the fan that turns back on, is just all worth it in the end.
Exactly. It was like you said, you don't want anything bad to happen. Like, everybody in town was okay. And then we sat out on the front porch, had some candles, some red wine. It was, it was delightful. It was for, and you know, I would not be talking about it the same way if I like woke up and the power was still out today. Yeah. That would have been, I'd be speaking about it very differently, but it was a crazy storm. I almost blew away. I was out there checking out what the beach looked like, and there were some big, big gusts of wind. But it was good. It's good. It's been a good week. Can't complain.
Well, thank God you're here, Francesca. Yeah. When you said you almost blew away, you gave me a fright. I thought that we were going to lose you because you could have easily blown away, but you didn't.
Down she goes.
You held your own, and you're here. Thank God we were able to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. The wind did not take you. Bless up for that. Yes. Yeah, it's been a good week. Can't complain. Had my colonoscopy. That was fun. There's just nothing like...
Blackouts, colonoscopies. Yeah,
literally blackouts in my brain because of the anesthesia. There is nothing better than the apple juice that you are given after you are put under anesthesia. There's nothing better. You can't buy it in stores. It's a different type of apple juice. It has drugs in it, I'm convinced. It just tastes different. It hits so hard. And yeah, that's really it. Yeah. And watching Parks and Rec. I'm on season 5 now. It was my first time watching. And I'm on season 5. I'm almost done. I'm getting sad because I hate when I'm watching a show. I love it. And it's going to end soon. There's only 7 seasons. I'm midway through season 5. I know the end is near. But it was a beautiful ride.
It is. And one of the greatest things about Parks and Rec, very rewatchable. Like, you can go back. You know, you don't know what to turn on one night. It's like how people feel about The Office. You know, all of those kinds of shows. Whatever. You can rewatch it. You can go back one night. Maybe you don't know. You're not in the mood to watch something serious. So you just turn on a couple episodes of Parks and Rec. And it's always great. So
yeah, love it. Plus. Absolutely love it. And it's been a good week so far. Nothing crazy is happening in our lives.
Yes,
thankfully,
exactly.
I guess.
Other people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, we just talk about other people, but yeah, pretty boring. I would say that I'm dying to be surrounded by some nature of some sort. Like, I really, really want to like drive in quarantine somewhere that is just surrounded by mountains or a lake, whatever it is. You know, I'm in New York. So if you guys have any recommendations that is safe, I'm going to, you know, maybe look into like an Airbnb situation and just, you know, embrace some nature. Yeah. Like, I'm really just dying for a change.
Would you want to go on a, I don't know what your answer to this is going to be, but like, if you're really that hungry for the nature, would you like go on a hike?
No. I don't want to go on a hike.
Like, I'm like, would you like on a Saturday drive to like upstate New York and go on a hike?
No, that is absolutely not what I want to do. What I want to do is go sit my ass and stargaze and like take shrooms or something. Like, I don't want to.
Very different than going and taking a hike.
Very different than taking a hike. I do not want to go. Like, that just seems like way too much work. Getting in the car, driving at least 2 hours plus to a place where I can hike. Then I got to hike my ass up and down. And then I got to get back in the car and drive back to New York City. That is just, I'm wiped out talking about it. Like, I'm literally out of breath speaking about it. I don't know how I would actually do it. Now, hiking
off the table. Got it. Off the table.
But hiking in like a really, really cool location is way different. Like, you know, if I was in like, I don't know where you go hiking, like wherever it is.
It was a whole trip. If it was like
I'm in Wyoming and there's like a really cool,
it's one activity in a whole big trip. Not just
hiking.
Just solely to hike. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all out on that. When I was watching the show Dave, on Hulu, with Lil Dicky, there was an episode where somebody's getting married and one of the family activities in the wedding party is to go hiking the day before the wedding. And if that ever happened in my family, or if I was ever in a wedding where somebody demanded hiking, I would remove myself from the wedding. There is no way you should be hiking a day before a wedding. Like, that's just, it makes no sense to me. So I'm not really a hiker, but you know, I do applaud the people who do it. I just don't have the strength. I mean, props to the people who do, because it's hard.
It but always looks nice. I'm like craving, when you see like, the person on the top of the mountain, you're like, wow, that looks so nice.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, happy for them. I'm so proud they can accomplish that. But like me, I can't do that right now. But yeah, I'm just craving like some stargazing, I guess, some nice fresh air. I don't know, man. Being in the city, just, it gets to you in the summer. It just really does.
Yeah, that's why I don't go.
Yeah, I asked you to come to the city tomorrow, and you're like,
that's
no,
why
I can't.
I'm not there. Yeah. I will say that it was nice for like the one afternoon that I went to like check on my apartment and see what was going on in the Upper East Side. But that was it. After that, I was gone back out here. It's obviously it's one thing with the coronavirus. But even without the coronavirus, I prefer being out of Manhattan in the summer, you know? Like, I'm always doing other things.
100%. I have had the strong feeling that I want to move to a house in San Diego so bad. Like, I'm just
that
like,
something.
What am I doing in the city? Obviously, you know, I got to stay here. I got to stay here. I got to work here. There is a job to attend to when we do go back to the office. But you know, it's just these times that we're stuck in our apartment, or, you know, me, I'm stuck in my apartment. You guys are in lovely beach houses, but it is what it is. Shout out to No One Friend, living your best life on the beach. I'm happy for you guys. I'm living through you guys. But yeah, it's just, you know, human and concrete.
And yeah. A lot of concrete
noise. There is nothing calming about it.
Yeah. Yep.
You're all of a sudden, I just snap. I just lose my shit on this podcast right now.
Just got to get out of New York.
I'm, you know, one day. But right now, I'm here in my bedroom with a nice little ring light in front of me and my closet next to me, because I need my own, like, I'm getting into too much now.
You're right.
I'm like,
you're running out of space.
I'm running out of space. I want a new apartment. I just need
a dog. Yeah.
I got a dog running around. Shout out to Norman. Love him. I want to squeeze him to death because he's so fucking cute. Like, I can't take it. He's just the cutest little munchkin ever. It makes my heart explode out of my chest.
Every time you Instagram, every time he Instagrams.
What do you feel about that? Do you think it's weird?
I love it. It's the only way to run a dog's Instagram account. I know it's that, like, people criticize it. It is what it is. But, like, if you're going to run a dog's Instagram account, that's just how you do it. Like, there's no – like, what is it supposed to be, you? Like, you know, I think it gives a funnier aspect, because you post the dog's face – and if they're making a funny face, it's much easier to pair that with a caption coming from the dog.
Yes, and it's also such a fun activity when I'm high and I start interacting with the other dogs from Norman's account. And then we're both talking in our dog voices and I'm captioning his pictures and I'm just like cracking myself up. Like,
I know.
You know, it's one of the only things I got going right now.
It's true. And like, Norman could start slinging some deals. You don't know what could happen.
That's not going to happen. I've decided Norman won't be slinging any deals. No.
Damn.
It's a hard no. I don't
He's
want
He's still
Norman.
A child. You
He's
can
a child.
For him.
I can provide for him. I don't want him to get a big head. And I don't want him to become like my little prop. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to use Norman for money. There's something that seems so wrong to me that I can't get myself to do it. So no deals for Norman, just strictly pictures and followers, if you will, at Teeny Weenie Normie. Go follow him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, speaking of which, I wanted to give a shout out to Hank, because he has been working on this app for a while. Barstool has just come out with a new app. It's called Play Barstool. Go download it right now. And it's just, you know, obviously Barstool has gotten very into, you know, the betting and gambling, and because Penn bought it, and Hank has been working on this app and Stool Streams for a while. Stool Streams, if you don't know, is where you can watch Barstool employees play different games. So like ping pong, darts, Jenga, whatever it is. And you can actually bet on it, but it's free to play. So you are not spending any money when you sign up. You're not spending any money at all. You play, you answer questions, and then you can win money from the app. So it's free to download, free to play. There's really no reason not to download it. And you get to watch employees play against each other. And, you know, with sports being kind of in the air right now, even though they're on, who knows, they may get off soon enough. I mean, with everything going on, if you follow, it's just a fun thing to watch and root for. And if you follow Barstool employees, then you get involved and I'm playing with Trent next week, next Wednesday. Me and Trent are playing Jenga versus PFT and Billy Football, and you get to root for us. So if you like Trent and I as a team, then you get to bet on us and maybe you'll win some money. So it's really just a fun thing. And shout out to Hank, because he has been putting a lot of work into this and pouring his heart and soul into it.
Yeah, he deserves all the credit. That is a great idea. It's a really cool app. It's a fun thing to participate in. So go download that. On that note, which reminded me, while we're giving out shout outs on the pod, I got a message from this girl, Megan, and she listens to our podcast every week. She listens to every episode with her twin sister and their best friend, and they lost the end of their high school senior year because of Corona, obviously. So they had a socially distanced graduation, but she was really hoping that we could shout out her sister and her best friend to wish them happy graduation. So Bridget, Maggie, happy graduation. And they included their last names, but sometimes I feel weird saying people's first and last names. So you guys will definitely know who you are. Congratulations on graduating high school. Thank you for listening to our show. And we're happy to do it. Happy to send a little love their way.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to you guys. Huge accomplishment. Hopefully you are enjoying your summer in the best way that you can. And yeah, we love giving shout outs whenever we do see it.
Sometimes I don't catch them, but when I do, I'm like, oh, happy to.
Exactly. So shout out to them. Congrats to them. We love you guys. And we also love all our listeners and the great feedback that you guys have been giving us, and to just, you know, stay supporting us this summer. You know, it's hard times, and we really appreciate the support. We also have some great merch coming out. Like, I am so excited. It's fire. Good. You guys are going to eat this shit up. No joke. You are going to absolutely love it. If you don't, I'm going to be disappointed in you guys as listeners. I'm not going to lie. I'm not usually disappointed in you guys, but if you don't love it, I am, because we love it. Right, Fran?
Yeah, we do love it. And I know we've been teasing new merch for a long time. Just obviously with Corona production, things have been really delayed. So we're working on it. It's coming. It's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to love it. We're making some final decisions. And we're pumped.
Yeah, it's some great merch for the fall, I will say, because, you know, the summer is coming to an end, let's face it.
Yeah,
so it's sad, great.
But yes.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to say it, but I had to.
Yep.
But yeah, it's great for the upcoming months, and you guys are going to absolutely love it. So stay tuned for that. Follow us on all our socials and look out for that, because that's where we announce those things. Fran, I think it is time to get into today's topics. We have a great episode.
Correct.
A lot of drama-filled topics. We got Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti posting a picture together like it's 2004. Again, all you Laguna Beach fans are probably freaking out like us. Megan Fox posted a picture with Machine Gun Kelly, and then Brian Austin Green, her ex, posted some major shade towards her right after that. And Khloe Kardashian is back with Tristan Thompson. And we are also going to be covering all of the Bachelor theories, rumors, Tayshia, Hannah Ann, Claire, whatever it is, with our special guest, Nick Viall, who is from the Bachelor franchise. As you know, he's been on like 1,000 shows at this point. So let's get into it, starting off with Kristen and Stephen.
The blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find, reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it, release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin, no one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in, no one else can speak the words on your lips, treat yourself in words unspoken.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2004 again because Kristen Cavallari is sitting on Stephen Coletti's lap, posing in pictures, posting it on Instagram, even though in 2004 we didn't have Instagram. Mm-hmm. But whoo, did this get us excited.
I will say that there's been a lot of moments this week where I have actually gasped seeing an Instagram. It was this. We're going to get into more of it. It's Brian Austin Green's post. It is Rain Disick's haircut.
Yeah.
It is. And a few other things where I have truly gasped looking at the Instagram and seeing Kristen post with Steven with the caption, you know, is it 2004 or is it 2020? Just never the two, that connection again. Completely forgot about, to be honest. Like you said, Rhea, we had talked about in the group chat, like kind of even overlooks Steven as a possibility of somebody that she could reconnect with. And what a possibility. I could not be more here for it. I know in my heart of hearts that this was probably just like a move to get everybody on the internet freaking out, like two old friends catching up. She's probably like, let's post a picture. Everybody will lose their shit. And everybody lost their shit.
Absolutely. I mean, including us, we lost our shit. Like you said, I think that this is just, you know, a little game that they're playing with everyone because even though they're both still single, I think it would be pretty ridiculous if they got back together. Although I would be rooting for it. Like if they're down to give us another reality show, give it to me because I am watching that immediately. I definitely thought that it would be Brody Jenner. I know we talked about this. I overlooked Steven. I said this on the group chat earlier today where I thought, you know, Kristen and Brody were going to see pictures of them out together, whatever it is. And no, it's actually Steven. And I think if I am remembering correctly, that Jay Cutler actually liked the picture. I have to double check now, but somebody did DM me that he liked it. So I'm double checking that now. But I also think it's just a fun thing to do on the internet. They know themselves, oh, he deactivated his account.
I don't think he like deleted his Instagram. What?
Yeah, he just deleted his Instagram. Weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I guess maybe he did like it, but then he deleted his Instagram. Wow, wild. Maybe that picture made him delete his Instagram now that we're looking at it because like, I think he had one like a few days ago. You know, rightfully so, though, even if it was Jay Cutler's doing the divorce, you never like seeing your ex with somebody else, especially back with their old ex. You know, that just really hurts because then you think to yourself, were they thinking about this person the whole time they were with me? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're like, oh, did they never get, over their ex? Now, I don't want to jump to conclusions. Like we said, this could just be a fun internet thing. She does look cuddly on him, though, and there is some sexual tension, I bet. You know, when you go years and years without seeing that ex that you had that fiery flame with, maybe a little something happened.
And I feel like Jay is just such a guy who doesn't give a fuck about anything. So
deleting his Instagram.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think he doesn't care, and that's why he deleted it, because he's like, oh, I don't want to be like involved in any stupid shit with like people trying to tie me into this. I'm gonna sit on my land and watch my chickens and like do whatever I want to do and not see any of this or like get messages. Just be like, that's who he is. I 100% Kristen and Steven. Just from the picture, chemistry is still there. Just can tell from the photo. They both look incredible. They look exactly the same. It's unbelievable. And I don't know, Rhea, it could be like a Nicholas Sparks novel where, you know, you have your young love, you're in high school, things are hot and heavy and you break up, you go your separate ways. One becomes an actor. One's doing other reality TV. She gets married. She has children. And then you know, that divorce happens and the reconnection happens and like the families merge, you know, it really is. I think I've read multiple books where that has happened. And you know, the guy's like, oh, I've loved you since high school. I've never left. You've always been in the back of my mind. And, she just had to go live that other life for a little bit before she could go back to him. Now this is really extreme. And I still really think that they just like were hanging out. We're like, oh, let's fuck shit up by posting this picture and having everyone freak out. I feel like they have always kind of stayed in touch, those two, where they have been friendly and have, had, I don't know about hanging out, but maybe emails or texts or something like that. But
yeah, I would say text, not emails.
I do. Hey, they're older. People email. Like,
I don't know. Well, whatever. Maybe they do. But can we just take a moment to recognize how blurry the picture is? Like, they took this picture and either, this is what I think happened.
I feel like it's really dark. Kristen, it's really dark.
Well, you can put a flash on it. I think that Kristen, this is what I'm picturing what's happening. You know, we love making up scenarios as to what may have happened behind the scenes. I think that Kristen was like, let's take a quick picture of me sitting on your lap and cuddling. And then somebody took the picture and it was blurry and there was no flash, but she didn't want to have to make Steven take a bunch of pictures. So she was just like, okay, that's fine. I'll post that. Because then it's awkward when you have to take a bunch of pictures and the first one's blurry and you're like, wait, let's take more. So it was like, you know, first one, fire it off. They look hot as can be. Like, that's just another thing I need to point out. He looks hot. She looks hot. I've always loved
Steven Coletti.
I'm like rooting for them to be together. I don't know what year we are in, like her caption said, 2004 or 2020, but I'm rooting for it.
I know. Justin Anderson commented, her, you know, best friend hairstylist commented, oh Lord, here come the internet rumors with the face palm emoji. You two haven't aged a day. Which is obviously so true. Everybody commented freaking out. Sometimes the MTV crossover cracks me up. Like Snooki commented, Angelina commented, get your man, girl. Like, Angelina, what?
Whenever Angelina chimes in somewhere, I'm just like,
shh. Yeah. It's just so fun. Like, of course, they knew everyone was going to freak out. The picture has like 50,000. Isn't this funny? That picture has 50,000 comments, and her Instagram post before that, of just like, you know, she's promoting her next cookbook, has 520 comments. Like, that is the...
The engagement rate.
The engagement.
Spiked.
Yes.
Her she's going to get so many...
Went through the roof.
She's going to get so many ad deals just because of that one post. They're going to see that so engagement and be like, damn, Kristen, you got some fire engagement. We got to sign you up.
Exactly. The simulation just went bad, but you're the best I ever had. Like Cam Prison, where's some net? She touched me, it's permanent.
Have a quick update on Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Megan Fox posted her first picture with Machine Gun Kelly, and she wrote, achingly beautiful boy, ... my heart is yours. And it's a mirror picture of her and Machine Gun Kelly. Obviously they look flawless, but this caused some shit. This caused some shit, guys. Because
fucking savage move.
Because Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox's ex, then hopped his ass on Instagram and fired right back at Megan, posting pictures of his four children. Three are with Megan. One is his own with his, his ex-wife. And he wrote, achingly beautiful boys, my heart is yours. Ugh, that's gotta sting for him, because he's seeing this picture of Megan. He's getting hurt by it. He's then throwing shade on his Instagram caption. And in my opinion, it's making it seem like oh, because Megan Fox has kids, she's not allowed to go have another relationship.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not right. I mean, she's, you know, they broke up. She's a single woman.
Yeah, clearly Brian Austin Green is in his feels. He is salty. I think he also is being very petty right now, because I've seen some reports saying that, you know, people have been giving him shit for kind of dating around and going on dates with other people. And I think he sees himself as the victim in all of this, obviously, and is upset that everyone is so supportive of MGK and Megan Fox, and he's just like sitting in the dust being like, well, what the fuck? Because that is, that's some savage shit. I don't like, because not only are you trying to get back at your ex, like, you're using your children to do it. Like, these aren't, it's not just Megan's children. Like, these are your children that he is posting pictures of as a father. He's like, how about these kids? You know, my kid, our kids, which is wild. Another moment, jaw hit the floor. Could not believe that he posted that. That, it's just, like, maybe has Megan been, maybe Megan has, maybe, obviously Megan hasn't been around that much. She's been with MGK a lot, but I feel like they're filming shit right now. Like, she's away filming stuff.
Right. I would say that the only way that this is okay that Brian Austin Green did this is if Megan Fox is neglecting her kids. If Megan Fox has not seen the kids in months and she is only spending time with MGK and she's totally neglecting them, then okay, fine. Brian Austin Green, fire off some shots. But if that's not the case, which I doubt it is, because I feel like Megan Fox is a caring person. I don't think she would just leave her kids out to dry. Yeah. I think it just is like, he's trying to guilt her with her kids. And I feel like that's fucked up. If you break up, you're still allowed to go live your life and date other people and allowed to be in love with somebody else. You're not together anymore. I mean, of course you're allowed to do that. But I think maybe he's taking care of them mostly, and he's getting pissed off that he's stuck with them and she's, you know, running off with MGK looking hot as fuck, and they're like twin flames and they're raving about their love in every single way.
Super hot picture.
And oh my God, I know. It's just, it's incredible. They are just the ultimate rock and roll couple, and they're, you know, they're not even rock stars. Like, it's crazy to say, because they should be, but they're not. But I think that's like the only acceptable reason as to why Brian Austin Green would be doing this. Otherwise, I think it's shady. It's fucked up that he's using his kids against her. Like, once you get the kids involved, it becomes very messy.
Yeah.
And not only getting the kids involved,
posting it on fucking Instagram. Right. Like, it's, even if Megan is totally in the wrong and he hates her guts right now, like, you don't post your kids on social media to get back at her. That's just, I feel like that's kind of a parenting, maybe, you know, a little parent, not that we're parents and we're never tell someone how to parent their kid, but I just feel like you don't post your kids on social media to get back at your ex-wife, regardless if she's, you know, in the wrong or not. Maybe he should start bombarding her phone with pictures of their kids instead of posting it. Like, you just brought the whole world into this now, by posting this on Instagram and getting everyone involved. Now everybody has a say, like us. If you kept this behind closed doors, we would have no idea. And now, like, your kids are at the center of it, which is kind of a dick move.
Yeah, huge dick move. And also, it gives people room to criticize your kids now. And Megan and the whole relationship. And I just don't understand why you wouldn't just, you know, get a hot girlfriend, whatever it is, and tell them, hey, we got to get back at MGK and Megan. I'm sure many girls,
kids out of it.
I'm sure many girls on the planet would gladly sign up to be the rebound of Brian Austin Green to get back at MGK and Megan Fox, just to get some clout, just to get in the news. So Brian Austin Green, some advice: get a hot girlfriend, say to her, I'm doing this because I'm trying to make Megan jealous, and then post some hot pictures on the Instagram and then steal her captions. That is the way to go about it. Do not bring your kids into the mix.
The same caption is just, every time I see it, it's like, it almost takes your breath away. Like, you're like, oof.
The pettiness is...
Just a punch in the gut. The pettiness is at an absolute high, like the highest level. It's oh boy, can't believe the same caption and everything with the. If only, like, imagine if he, thank God he didn't include the emojis, like, you know, because Megan, I feel like Megan Fox, MGK's thing now is like always with the, like, the knife and the heart and the bloody Valentine thing. They're always posting those emojis with each other. If he had posted those same emojis on a post with his kid, I would have been like, it's, oh my God. I'm looking at it again and I can't believe he did it.
Reel it in, bag. Reel it in. That's what I call him. Brian Reel Austin Green. Back. Stands for bag.
Yep. Yep.
Reel it Brutal. In. Like I said, go get a hot girlfriend. Post some pictures with her. That's going to do it. Not your kids. Like,
yep.
If men, not, this is no shade to the kids, by the way, because obviously they're their kids.
No,
obviously,
they
Megan
should
loves
not
them.
Be involved.
No, they shouldn't be involved. But now that they are involved, Megan is not going to see pictures of her kids and be like, oh, you're right. I should be with Brian Austin Green. Like,
yeah,
that's not going to do it. It's the jealousy of being with somebody else that's going to do that.
Those are her kids regardless of if she's with him or not. So, I mean, and you got to feel for Brian Austin Green's oldest son who is not, you know, who's obviously in the family and Megan Fox, like, I'm sure is a great mother to Ollie, regardless of, you know, her kids or not. But he's older. Like, he probably sees this and is like, Dad, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's one thing when to include her children that are young and have no idea that that this is happening. But the boy who is older and can clearly see him being used as a prop in this, like, come on. Don't leave me
it's
out
embarrassing.
Of this, Dad.
It's embarrassing.
Obviously, this summer has looked different. We've had to adjust. We've had to make changes. But Coors Light wants to be right there with you by making it easier to chill this summer, starting with its new Chill Summer Can featuring sunglasses that turn blue when the beer is cold and ready to drink. Life today is a lot. It's just there's a lot going on every now and then. It's just important to sit down, relax. If you want to unwind, I suggest doing it with a nice cold Coors Light and just get ready to chill. Because this summer, and it's almost over, but we know that it has been so crazy and unlike any other. Social distancing has pressed pause on so many of our typical plans and kind of left us feeling like this summer didn't even really happen. But if you want to chase this summer, if you still want to get that feeling, Coors Light wants to make it easier. Like I said, the new summer can is fantastic. So when you choose to turn off, reach for the one beer that's made to chill. Coors Light is brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's actually made to chill. Both the mountains and sunglasses on new limited edition summer cans turn blue when chilled to perfection. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing, crisp, and only 102 calories. Just picture this. There's so many different scenarios. You're sitting down. You're getting ready to binge a new show. You want to relax. Do it with the Coors Light. If you had a long day, you're working from home, you want to go for a little walk, you want to sit outside, do it with the Coors Light. If you want to go to the beach, this is my favorite thing to do. I mean, after a little Wednesday podcast recording, finish up, crack open an ice-cold Coors Light, sit outside, relax. It's the best way to unwind. That's why Coors Light is the one we choose when we need a moment of chill. So when you want to reset this summer, reach for the beer that's made to chill. You can have Coors Light delivered by going to get.coorslight.com and finding local delivery options near you. And always remember to celebrate responsibly. This is coming from the Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Cheers. Thank
Cheers.
You guys.
Thank
again.
You guys so
the
much.
The world's most refreshing podcast.
Mm. Yes.
So we've had some idea that this was going on. I feel like we've seen reports of it the last few months. Nothing really confirmed, but it seems like it's happening. It's happening. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are officially back together. I think he's been living with her since September, I saw one report say. And apparently, everything is going great.
I'm sorry, but what the fuck? Like, I get it. You date who you want to date, and it is not our right to tell Khloe who she should date, blah, 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 blah. I get that. But as an outsider looking in, you made people get involved in this drama when you started tweeting about them, exposing Tristan Thompson, put it in your reality show, you know, went after Jordan, and you had people on your side being like, fuck Tristan Thompson. This guy's a piece of shit. He's cheated multiple times. He cheated with a friend of the family, a best friend of the family. And there is no way now that people on the outside are going to be like, yeah, we think that's a good idea, Khloe. You definitely should date Tristan Thompson. He's definitely never going to cheat again. Like, just, it just seems like to me, even though they have a kid together, there are so many relationships that work out co-parenting, but also dating other people, you know? And I just feel like Khloe deserves better. There are so many other guys out there that would treat Khloe with the utmost respect. I know it's probably hard to trust somebody when you are a Kardashian and you are so famous and you don't know who to trust. You don't know who's using you and whatnot. Tristan's been around for a while, so she knows him. But at some point you would think, I need to give somebody else a shot here because this guy has fucked up multiple times. And even if he's like, oh, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm never going to do it again. Nee, 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 nee. Like, for my own self-worth and you know, confidence, I would just be like, I need to give somebody else a chance here because he's messed up so many times. I can't wrap my head around it, why he is still in the picture as somebody who is her significant other. Yes, he has to be in the picture because he is her dad. Of course. But in a loving relationship, I don't know. I would never, personally, I would never be able to trust somebody like that again.
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of a weird situation for me. I just feel like I'm numb. I feel like I'm numb to Khloe and Tristan now. I just feel like it was such a moment when the cheating and Jordan and everything went down. It was so crazy. And to see them get back together is just like, oh, man. You know, it's just like, you see it. You can't argue with her because obviously she thinks she's doing the right thing. And maybe Tristan's put in the work. I don't know. You get that numb feeling where it's like, all right, good luck, sis. You know, where it happens again, we're not going to care as much as we did last time. It'll just be more of a, hey, well, we all told you, you know, it's like an I told you so situation. It's, I don't know. I'm torn because at one point I'm like, oh, how could you possibly do this? But if you're living together, if you're doing the parenting thing and quarantine and everything's going so well and you guys are working so well, and obviously he's not playing basketball right now, you know, with Cleveland, so like they didn't have to worry about him going away or anything like that. He's just been home and spending all this time together, that you just think like after so much time that can affect how you process it, because you're not really seeing it from the outside. You're stuck in it and you're just like, all right, this has been going well. I'm going to give it another shot. So like I said, just giving it another shot. If it goes horribly, we told you so.
Right. Too bad, Khloe. Too bad. Cause exactly. You done did it to yourself again. My whole thing is just that, you know, with Jordan, it's like if Tristan can be forgiven.
Right.
Then let's see Kylie and Jordan hanging out again. You know, at this point, you don't care what people do to you then, you know, because it doesn't make sense why it's okay for one and not the other. And maybe maybe behind the scenes they did make up. Maybe Jordan wants nothing to do with them at this point. I wouldn't blame her because how much shit she has been through with them. And, you know, we shit on her too because we were like, what the fuck? You kissed one of your good friends, like, baby daddies while they were together. Like, yeah. That's so fucked up. Yeah, yeah. So, of course, everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, I don't know. It's just messy. The whole thing is messy, but it is her life. She's tweeted before, you know, even if this was, because a while ago when it came out and everyone was like, freaking out, and then she was like, this is not true, but even if it was, it is my life, which I totally get, because at the end of the day, it is her life and it is her decision. So if she wants to make that decision, then go for it. Like, there, you know, nobody should say, hey, Chloe, don't do that. But you know, not necessarily rooting like, hey, woo, go Chloe and Tristan. Right. Like, we're not like, yes, they got back together. Like, that's just not gonna be the reaction.
Yeah, definitely not. And like you said, with Jordan, I think it's just kind of unfair that it affected her so much and she's still on the outside. But there's a very good chance that she wants nothing to do with them. She's maybe now lived on the other side without the Kardashians and is doing her own thing and doesn't want to deal with that drama anymore, because I'm sure it was so incredibly, incredibly hard. But it, like you said, if Tristan can be forgiven, then you would hope Jordan could be forgiven. But maybe that has already happened and they just decided we don't really want to put in the work to be friends anymore. You know, like she forgave Tristan and was like, all right, now I want to put in the work on trying to get back together or, you know, make us a couple again. And maybe they just had that moment with Jordan where they thought, we're not going to be friends, which is hopefully that was a mutual agreement if that was how it went down, you know? So I don't know, but that whole thing, to go through that whole thing, to have these two get back together, crazy.
Right. And it would be different if it was a one-time thing where Tristan Thompson cheated on Chloe and we were all like, oh my God, he cheated on Chloe. And then they got back together and then they broke multiple up and they times. Got back together. But it was multiple times with somebody as a best friend to the family. Like, let's think about the facts here and realize how crazy this is. But, you know, celebrities, they will do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you like to thank you. Shit don't stay.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, everyone, we are here with a special guest, Nick Vial. You guys know him, of course. You know his podcast, probably the Vial Files, not the Vial Files, as we all want to say. He is, you know, has been on multiple Bachelor shows before. He does Questions with Nick on his Instagram every Sunday that, you know, we've talked about before. And we have become good pals over the last...
Dearest friends.
Nick, you're shaking your head, but we
no, said, dear friends.
dearest friends.
Okay, dearest friends.
I felt like you undersold it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We are the best of friends. now I'm overselling it. But we have, you know, made a relationship with Nick over time, a little back and forth. We have this like brotherly sister relationship we've talked about on his podcast where I realized that maybe I was picking on Nick a little too much and...
It's okay.
And yeah, it's okay now, but I maybe was a little harsh and now we realize that we have a fun back and forth. So I now know that I can still be harsh.
That's the thing. I don't think you were harsh. I think now that we're like family, now it's expected because now I know I will only get self-conscious if you stop making fun of me.
Yeah. Then you know something's wrong.
Then you know something's wrong. Yes. Family members tease each other. That's how it goes. And it's friendly, fun friendly fun teasing. But Nick, we want to have you on because one, we love talking to you about things that are going on in the Bachelor world, because I just feel like you obviously have an insight that we don't have now.
But first, before we get into the Bachelor stuff, I'm jumping the gun. You're jumping the gun. I want to get a rundown on Nikki V's life real quick. What's going on? Give us a little update on what's going on in your personal life.
Wow.
As much as you want to share.
Well, I woke up this morning in my house. I just bought a house, so that's exciting.
Congrats.
So I got an accepted offer, and I'm a bit of a people sometimes accuse me of being a pessimist. I like to think realist. I don't like getting too excited too early about things. So there's a whole process of buying a home. So I'm on the right path. I'm excited though.
So are you moving from what's the transition? Like a condo, an apartment? We're going to apartment to house?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a renter. Okay. LA real, I mean, I live in Venice right now. I'm right on the beach. So I'm moving to the opposite side of LA, but, I got a pool. So, you know, if you guys
pools are great
pool in LA,
I feel like pools are kind of an essential, like if you have a house in LA that's not exactly close to the beach, you got to have a pool.
Well, I'm moving to the east side of town and it can get a bit warmer there. So it's a nice to have. I'm getting a lot more space. I'm excited about it, but yeah, I feel poor now because like I'm pretty sure I can afford this, but wow, I'm really going for it.
Yeah, we see that smile coming out, which means that you are excited. And
I'm really excited to make content in my new home. I will say that much, you know.
That's fun. And I think that you brought up a good point about the pessimist versus being real. Like, I think that's where Fran lies in terms of, like, we talk about this a lot where she said growing up her nickname used to be Squidward. Or whatever it was. And
my friends teased me by calling me Squidward because I was always just kind of like,
I was like, nobody can see like a shoulder shrug.
I shrugged, but
it's, you're just very like real. Like you don't get too excited about things right away. Whereas like sometimes I jump the gun and then I like plan out the entire, like what's going to happen with the rest of our lives. Like within a minute. Whereas Fran's like, let's just see what happens.
Totally. Getting to know you women, it's like I have this banter with Rhea and this we both like to poke the bear sometimes and fight, but like getting to know Fran, I definitely have Fran's energy for sure. I appreciate her, like even when I listen to your guys' podcast and your take on things, Fran, it's always level-headed and pragmatic. Except when you're rooting for the Eagles, which is I feel the same about the Packers, and so I really appreciate.
That's true. To be honest, I've never really thought of those similarities, but damn, Nick, we are very similar. That is very true.
I bought a home. That's good. And that's going well. And then I just launched my little fun Patreon tell-all project, which was honestly, I wasn't sure what I was doing. It was more like quarantine. I figured HBO Max aired a bunch of current Bachelor seasons and mine was one of them, and you know, like some of these podcasts out there like The Office Ladies kind of recapping old episodes of The Office and things like that, it was pretty popular, and I thought would it be kind of fun to do that in like a podcast kind of tell-all audiobook format, and I thought like I didn't really want to like write a tell-all or have it be scandalous, like I say it's a tell-all and it's full of juicy stuff, but I asked a bunch of the women from my season to do it because I kind of wanted it to be inclusive and I wanted it to be like a feel good kind of fun thing. I mean, certainly we talk a lot of behind the scenes and there's, you know, tea, but it's all like inclusive and good fun. And like there's no animosity between anyone anymore. And if we talk about drama that happened, it's all kind of under the lens of this was 3 years ago. And that's a crazy world that kind of works you up, but it's a lot of fun and people seem to be enjoying it and loving it. And, you know, Corinne and Raven and Vanessa and Rachel, other than Rachel, who I'm good friends with, this were like the first conversations I've had with.
I was going to say, like, were you nervous to reach out to all of these women?
Kind of. Right. And I was just like, hey, I was cool with all of them, but I didn't really talk to any of them. You know, I never had any real conversations. Like, Raven had called me like a month before that because she wanted my advice on something, you know, and that was the first time we talked. Corinne and I never spoke, and that was mostly probably my fault of like keeping my distance with Corinne. And I never just talked to Alexis just because, and Vanessa. I mean, I haven't had a real conversation with her since I dropped her off at the airport.
You were engaged.
So like,
like everybody else is, I feel like, kind of surface level. Like Vanessa is that the fact that you did it with Vanessa, I was like, oh shit. Okay. This is everyone.
I wasn't sure. And it went really great. And I think we were really happy when it was done, but it's honest. And we talk about our relationship and our breakup and why we didn't work. And we were trying to be honest, but also being thoughtful of the other person's point of view. And we kind of talk about on the podcast how, like, listen, if we both told our truths by just venting, people would have a very pointed point of view about, like, what, you know, it's just like, if I vented, people had one point of view about Vanessa. And if she vented about our relationship, they would have a completely different point of view. So we kind of talk about that. It's a lot of fun. And so that one comes out September 1st, but the Raven, Corinne, Alexis, and Angela are out now. And then you guys watch the Jasmine episode's great because we talk about the volleyball date that confused everyone and why she choked me. So it was a ton of fun. Yeah. It's on my Patreon.
I remember that.
It's less than the price of an audiobook. I produced the whole thing myself, so that was kind of fun, and you know, did the whole thing and hired a bunch of engineers and producers, and it was fun. So yeah, cool. I did that. I don't know. I've been doing that.
We thought that was super cool, super fun, and awesome. And I just feel like that you, as much as people want to like say whatever or think whatever, I just feel like you always end up having a civil relationship with everyone. Like you are always like open to talking things out with people, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like with Vanessa, whereas like you would never see, I think, Colton and Cassie get on a podcast and sit down and talk about both of their relationships and why it ended. But you guys, you got together and did it. And I feel like that's something you just never see.
It took 3 years. So Colton and Cassie just ended, in fairness to them. I mean, I've always had this approach too. If I swore off people because they were critical of me, I'd have no friends.
True.
You know, there's a lot of people I'm close with that might've made a joke about me or being on reality. Even before I ever went on TV, I'm opinionated. Yeah. I say things. I'm also tall and aloof, which is a bad combination of like rubbing people the wrong way. And so like that never really bothered me. And so I've a lot of friends I have now are people who first impressions of each other weren't always, you know, we weren't like, oh, immediately I loved you, you know, or for vice versa. So, I don't mind that. And, you know, for me, and like even on Biofiles, like sometimes it is a struggle because I'm a very sensitive guy, too, but like everyone in Bachelor Nation is like really sensitive, obviously. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure we'll get into to Tayshia with the Claire situation, but like, I know Tayshia's mad at me because when we were talking about Claire getting cast as the Bachelor months ago, I was like, oh, I was really excited. And I said, well, you know, I think Tayshia's kind of boring TV, which for me, I'm thinking like, that probably makes you a great human. But, you know, as far as TV, and I know she got mad at me, like we're all very sensitive. It's, and I get why. Right. So like, you know, it's been easier for my mental health of not swearing off people just because they might've said something that rubbed me the wrong way, because that shit just kind of blows over. It's just harder to hold on to grudges, and it's a lot more fun. And you women are a perfect example to joke about the time when we first met. And like, if I were to try to like, oh, I hate that person or these people because like they said some shit when they didn't know me, that's a lot of energy.
Right. You wouldn't be on this podcast right now if that was the case at all.
And I love being here. Yeah. And I, quite frankly, I still don't know everything you said about me, but like,
don't go listen. I'm kidding. It honestly, like I've said multiple times, I did not even watch you. Like, yeah. it was not
Leah
even
did not even watch
watching you on the show. It was from, you know, it, and I, sometimes you get caught up in the hive mind, like, mentality where somebody is making fun of somebody and then you join in. And I honestly hate when other people do that, but we're all guilty of it. Like,
I've met
every person. Yeah. I've done that many times, especially with you. So it's like, it is what it is.
I've been there. It's a, hey, we're living in a very hypersensitive world right now.
Of course. Yeah.
Exactly. I just think that whole thing, the whole Patreon thing was such a cool idea, because so people who watch reality TV love reunions. That's why Bravo makes, like, that's why, yeah, like, everybody, like, Bravo with their Real Housewives reunions, even like MTV, you know, they do it for a lot of their shows. Obviously there's After the Final Rose and Women Tell All and things like that. But for almost every reality show, like, I watch, if they did, like, a year later, an episode where everybody just got back together and talked about everything that happened, I'm watching every second of that. So when I saw you were doing that, I was like, that's really a smart idea, because you always want to know, like, what kind of relationship the Bachelor or the Bachelorette has with the people that were on their season.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that you said, I never even thought of it that way, as a reunion, because it really was that way as I was doing it. I feel like it was therapeutic for everyone who did it. It was for me, and I really just enjoyed the conversations with the women, and it was fun to go back and joke, and because everyone's sensitive in that world, and you have to, like, wait 3 years, and it was kind of fun to talk about it in an honest way. But yeah, it was a ton of fun. I'm glad people are really enjoying it, and it's called Nick V Talks Trash TV, because I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to recap other, you know, just kind of like garbage TV or trash TV and other conversations. And Rhea, you've kind of inspired me. Maybe I'll do Siesta Key, you know. It just doesn't matter. If you guys have ideas, maybe I'll have you guys on my Patreon to talk about whatever trash TV is out there.
You know, yeah, we love it all. We watch it all, Nick. Yeah. So it would be great. Everyone,
come and check it out. Yeah. You can cancel at any time, but it's certainly worth your time if you are a Bachelor fan. I can promise you that much.
Yeah, absolutely. So go check that out. Now we want to talk about what is going on in the Bachelor world right now. Obviously, there is a lot of rumors, theories swirling around. As we all know, Claire was this season's Bachelorette. Everyone was really excited for her season because, you know, she's been on multiple seasons in the past, and a lot of new Bachelor fans like myself haven't gotten the chance to watch her on TV. So it was also exciting just from that standpoint of not really knowing somebody and not judging them based off on the past experiences. And just because she's a little bit older, it was like, okay, we're actually going to see a real relationship happen. She may actually fall in love. We're going to get something out of this. And then boom, the rumors start swirling. Apparently, Claire had fallen in love within 12 days with this guy, Dale Moss, and they are bringing in Tayshia as the new Bachelorette. At this point in time, I think that this has been confirmed to be true by multiple sources. I think Lauren Zima posted about it, and she's dating Chris Harrison, so I don't think that
if Lauren posted, I know it's true because she's got the Chris H.
Right. She would not post about it if it wasn't true, because she is dating Chris Harrison. Yeah. He obviously knows what is going on. He is Chris Harrison. So we got that, but then we also got pictures of Hannah Ann at the resort. We got Becca at the resort. So Nick, I just want to ask
Which Becca?
Kufrin.
Okay.
So I want to ask you what your reaction was to hearing these rumors about Tayshia stepping in, and also what you think is going on with the other women showing up at the resort.
I mean, I was as shocked as anyone. I had Ali Fedotowsky on my podcast. We just spent the whole time just, like, talking scenarios, and we were really just guessing. It's crazy. What I said before is, like, I was really excited for Claire for the same reasons. Well, same and different reasons. I liked that they were aging up. I thought it was just different. You know, I think we were getting this kind of the same thing for a while. And I think it was neat to see more of a variety of ages, and especially an older woman. You know, you don't see that as much. You never saw that on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And what I was so excited about Claire being casted too is because Claire is self-assured in what she wants and will do what she wants. And she is highly emotional. So it was like, you don't know what you're going to get, which was great TV. But but she really kind of went above and beyond. I mean, listen, you know, I don't, there's so many layers, right? Because of the quarantine, they took a break. She knew a good chunk of her men for so long.
She saw all of them. Yeah.
I think everyone's assuming they were talking. Right. And then she just said, screw it. She showed up for 12. That's the thing. We're doing a lot of guessing, right? What we know is, it's safe to assume that Tayshia's taking over, and it sounds like, okay, she's dating this Dale guy, right? We're making a lot of guesses. We don't know. Even Allie mentioned on my podcast that, maybe Claire quit, but maybe the producers caught wind of this relationship and they were just like, hey, clearly you guys are hitting it off. So, and maybe they kind of not necessarily egged her on, but let her go down that path and brought in Tayshia. Maybe it wasn't Claire going rogue. I don't know. Maybe it was. I mean, that's what we don't know. And that's what I think we're all curious, and that's what we'll all want to see. And I think that's what they're going to try to like hold on to air that for the drama. But I am, because I don't know, I am curious myself, because it seems crazy, Is she engaged this guy? Is she dating? Did she just say screw it? Did she literally refuse to date? I don't know, Those are all the questions.
It's crazy because like you said, with Claire, when this all happened, I thought, of course, I've watched every show that Claire has been on. So I've seen Claire. I kind of get her TV persona. And so I was like, oh my, this is the most Claire thing of all time. Like, she's head over heels in love, and she found her guy, and that's it. She's done like this. And it's a whole different element to think like, and what sucks is I've been seeing Claire kind of get some hate because it's like, she knew the rules. Like, she signed up to be the Bachelorette. But the one thing we've learned from the past few seasons of this show, I feel like there really are zero rules. Like, there are no rules. Like, I highly doubt, they publicly posted all of her men before, she could see them. There was no, first night, here's all your guys, surprise. She could see who they were. And I highly doubt anyone was like, Claire, you can't reach out. Like, you can't talk to any of these people.
Well, I'm sure they definitely told her not to.
You think? Like, I feel like maybe even still there would be no,
100%. 100%. I feel like they said, sorry, but I feel like they said, you can't do this, and she did it anyway.
Sure. I mean, here's the thing. You're absolutely right, Fran. There are no rules. There's guidelines, right?
Yeah.
And even if there are rules, the one thing, again, the producers are the best at is adapting and understanding that people break all the rules all the time. Sometimes you put rules in place knowing they're going to be broken. Yeah. So then you can call people out on it, right? Listen, Bachelor Nation is kind of a funny world, right? Because I've been, sitting here debating what might have happened. As someone who's been the lead before, I'm a little critical if Claire just up and quit, right? Because what you did. Keep in mind, it's always weird when you put out any type of criticism, whether you say someone's boring TV or you're like, I wouldn't have done that in the show. And then people react to that criticism. Like, Claire doesn't deserve hate for any of this. It's a TV show, right? So to be clear, she can do whatever she wants. Now, it's kind of like, why did you show up? The show's going to be fine. The producers are going to adapt. I just can't keep happening. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of those things, they'll make this situation work. It's the first time it's happened. Makes it super interesting. We're all dying to know. But if Matt James does this.
Right. Like, you can't just have bachelors up and quitting 2 weeks in.
And this idea that, well, if she fell in love, it's just like every lead falls in love in 12 days and they just power through, that's generally how it works. But it'll be super interesting. I mean, the Hannah Ann stuff, the Becca stuff, to me, Becca being there, it would speak to the fact Hannah Ann being there is nothing.
Yeah, I will say that I did see an article just before we came on here that E! News had posted that, their sources said that they're both there to film some kind of, sit down with Tayshia, okay, now you're the Bachelorette, have fun. We're here to support you. And that's totally, like, the only reason.
That makes a ton of sense. And I saw the picture of Hannah Ann with, like, it's like, oh, she's like, has all this luggage. And
right,
I'm like,
giant suitcase.
I mean, Hannah and I, actually, we never met in person, but she's been on my podcast and she's become a friend. I think she's super cool. But, like, I've had women come and visit me for 2 days and bring more luggage than that. I don't think her packing a modest suitcase says anything. You know, Hannah Ann might strike me as someone who might over-prepare.
Yeah,
right. And I also think the luggage would be a little bit bigger and more if she was going to be the Bachelorette. Like, if she was going to be the Bachelorette instead of Tayshia, like, you need a little bit more than that.
Actually, the opposite.
Yeah.
They're like, well, just, you're the Bachelorette. We'll get you close. You
true.
Don't need anything.
True.
You
good
don't,
point.
You don't need shit. I would say that's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what happened with Claire, and obviously you know way more behind the scenes stuff, but I feel like, like you said, you know, every lead falls in love within 12 days and they push through, because I feel like when you relate it to a real life situation, obviously it's not even close to real life and it doesn't even make sense. But if you were to spend every day with the same group of guys or the same group of girls, there's going to be one that sticks out in the crowd to you and you're going to be attracted to that person. It's always going to be that person as you go on. In the back of your head, you may be attracted to a few out of the bunch, but there was always one that stands out more than the rest and you push through. And maybe there have been leads in the past who have wanted to quit before, but the producers were like, no way, no how. There's absolutely no way you were quitting this show.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas with Claire, you know what? This season has been such a shit show already, and also we've been off the air for how many months. People want something juicy. People want a really fucking good show. If you leave right now and we bring in Tayshia, who people wanted originally,
people will lose it.
Then this is the best of both worlds, because now we get you know, the 12 days, or we get two
love story,
two episodes of Claire falling in love, or three episodes, whatever it may be. And then we get the whole dramatic highlights of Claire not wanting to come out.
Pass
she's
the
in
torch.
Love. And then all of a sudden, like we said, like Tayshia comes out of the limo and it's this big, extravagant entrance. It just juices up the show so much more. And because that it has been off the air, I feel like producers were more inclined to be like, you know what? Fuck it. Do whatever you want. We're going to make this work. This show is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be off the charts. Who even knows if football season is coming back at this point? Like every person who watched football is now going to be watching this show. Let's give them something good.
I kind of agree with you. And Allie, when she came on my podcast, pointed that out. She's kind of convinced me that of that to be the case, because, you know, Allie, you know, she was a former Bachelorette. She knows, you know, she was just like, hey, if they really wanted to convince Claire, Allie was like, they could have stopped Claire from quitting.
Right. They have way more power over
they
her.
They have a contract.
Like, they could, like, there's, I feel like there's so much.
We could sue you if you leave.
Like I feel like they have way more to threaten her with.
Sure. Well, I don't think they would, but you're right. And I was, because I, at first I took an opposite approach. I'm like, well, she can quit. And I agree with you, Fran, if anyone could just, regardless, I think Claire has the moxie to just say, fuck it and quit regardless of what threats may come.
Totally.
And so I don't think it's like, for example, if Tayshia was the Bachelorette and we heard rumors of Tayshia quitting, that would be easy to, like, you know what I'm saying? Or me or Ben, you know, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Claire has that moxie to just be like, fuck you, I don't care. Like, Claire is very earnest and she, you know, right reasons, all that stuff. She's a true believer in her love story and in a great way.
Yeah.
But, like, you can believe it. But at the same time, they probably could have convinced her, and they are great at adapting. And Allie and you know, Rhea, you've kind of convinced me that probably Claire wanted to quit. And instead of fighting with her and making all these crazy threats, they took a moment, they had a couple meetings, and they thought, what are our options?
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what? Let's fucking do it. And they made a few phone calls. They're like, hey, Tayshia, you busy for the next few weeks? No? Well, would you want to be? Sure, you know, like, and here we are is probably how it went. is my
guess. So what do we think of Tayshia now coming into this role? Because you did say, you know, you had talked about Tayshia being the Bachelorette, said she would be, you thought maybe she would make for some boring TV. But I think it's interesting too now, there's this whole other element of the guys that she will have, because they said that, and I said this to Rhea on our other episode this week, like, if they're calling back guys that Claire had sent home and they're bringing them back, like, now Tayshia just kind of gets Claire's throwaways.
It'll be interesting, Tayshia's point of view, right? You know, like, again, like, you know, Tayshia being boring TV, it's sometimes, again, I forget how sensitive we all are. And I'm sensitive because I'm like, well, I didn't even think that was criticism.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, that is a compliment. Like, we say the same thing on our show all the time. Like, if you're on reality TV and you're labeled boring, that most likely means you're normal in real life.
Yeah. She was not, I got an unfollow from Tayshia.
Oh, damn.
But it's fine. It's fine. I hope Tayshia and I can be friends again. But in that sense, I think Tayshia is aware of, you know, her critics or her supporters. And as most people are. And when you are in that world, that's when you get measured. And you're just like, I care what people, we all care what people think. Some people are better at like saying, fuck it, I'm here, why not? It'll be curious how Tayshia, does she embrace that role? How much is she pushed by the producers? Does she just say, screw it, I'm just going to like embrace the opportunity? Does she question these guys, whether they're really there for her? Mm-hmm. Or does she just have kind of a realistic, were they really there for Claire, you know, kind of thing?
Great point, because that's what I think about is that, yes, they are there for Claire. And I think in terms of this season, because Matt James was already casted as the Bachelor, I think the guys maybe had a little bit more of like, okay, I'm here to actually form a relationship, even if I want to go on Bachelor in Paradise or be in the franchise. I think people go on the show a lot of times to become the Bachelorette or Bachelor or whatever it is. So I almost felt like maybe these guys had a little bit of a different view, although we don't know them. We've never talked to them. So I have no idea. That was just like me having hopes about it. But I also think I was torn because on one side I was like, you know, it's only been 12 days that they've been with Claire. Like, how in love with Claire could they be? I'm sure they could just switch to Tayshia. But then I'm like, Claire fell in love within 12 days. So maybe they are, but also she may have been spending more time with this guy. So maybe they didn't even get a chance to acknowledge her.
She had to have been.
And the other question that I wanted to bring up was, now there's rumors that Claire is already engaged to this guy. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what it is. What do you think about that? Because I am mind boggled by somebody getting engaged within 12 days. I don't understand it. I don't think I ever will. But if you know, you know, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, who knows, right?
It's such a Claire move. It's such a Claire move.
It is. It's a Claire move. And that's not a criticism. It's just a clear move. She got engaged in a Winter Games, right? I didn't watch it, but she did. Yeah,
she did get engaged after Winter Games.
Claire is great TV because Claire has always been, and I, to some degree, I have a little bit, but in some, she is, when she's in Bachelor World, she's earnest and she goes for it, right?
Yeah.
And maybe there was a part of her, and we're just speculating that she's like, maybe she like, yeah, I cheated. I talked to this guy. But you know what? I do love him. And I'm going to prove it to myself and to him and to Bachelor Nation that, you know, I love him. So I came to find love. I came to get engaged. So let's fucking do it. Keep in mind also, I mean, unless she asked him, he also must have wanted to get engaged to her, right?
Right.
It's not, can't just put it all on Claire.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Dale.
Absolutely. I mean, we know nothing about Dale. That's why I've been
Isn't
leaving
so
him
funny?
Out.
But this guy like, has just been, yeah, like this week, we know nothing. We haven't seen him. All we have is this picture. And boy, is former, he like, former, oh, former, shit.
Former Packer, I realized. He was a...
Yeah.
Not, yeah, know, short,
I showed
short
stint,
but yeah. And he's a good-looking guy, you know?
Very I showed my guy. Boyfriend him before, and he was like, he looks like they made him in a hot guy machine. Like they just
yeah no he looks like out. A he looks like a like a model who's like from like he came from France or whatever. He's like a high end fashion model. Like it's just like while he plays football. I mean it's a win for Claire. So yeah, I mean listen, as I think we all agree, I'm certainly gonna watch. I'm way more intrigued by this season. I think my hope is that it doesn't peak too early, in a sense.
Right.
That, like, we clearly want to find out what happened with Claire and Dale.
Yeah.
A lot of people are excited about Tayshia, but how is it? Will Tayshia and these guys, and even the show, keep the energy and the steam going? Because like by episode 3 or 4,
it's almost impossible.
No, it really. If they can pull it off, they truly are geniuses. Because that's, I do empathize with Tayshia there too. Because one thing the show does, for better or worse, is they drive a point home. So my guess is it could be like, are we going to have to hear about like Tayshia's ability to pick up from where Claire left things off? I am very curious how they will handle it from a production standpoint, but I don't know if they're going to keep it interesting. I hope they do, because that's a tough challenge for the show, for Tayshia. Now, are they going to have extra episodes? Does Tayshia have 4 weeks to fall in love? Because they were only filming for 6, So like, is it literally like half of a season? So there's a lot of questions. And again, one thing when I was on Caitlin's season, they canceled hometowns and change the season. Like, they're very good at adapting. They'll do what they need to do. If they have to throw in a couple weeks of filming, they'll do it.
I really do hope that they bring in, I feel like the producers always have people in a folder that of unused contestants that they have not asked to be on the show yet. Like that were like maybes. And I'm hoping that maybe they dip into the maybe file a little bit to bring in some, to bring in some faces that we haven't seen, because now we have seen the faces of these guys on Claire's season for a while now. We've talked about them. We've seen them. Like, I'm hoping maybe like if Tayshia comes in, they can sprinkle in some new people.
What do you mean?
Like to have different guys, not because obviously we saw that they are bringing people back that Claire had sent home. We saw that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, maybe there's a few that they had that they didn't ask to be on Claire's season because of their age or whatever reason or whatever, for them to call them and be like, all right, okay, whatever, get tested, time to quarantine. We want you to come. It's not Claire, it's Tayshia. And it's people, fresh faces. It'll just be interesting to see, because obviously you're grateful for the opportunity, but I feel like Tayshia's getting a little gypped on the contestants front. Like it just felt like they curated these guys for Claire. They were so insistent that like Claire's an older bachelorette. We're going to make sure that these guys are good for her. We're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to pick guys that are good for Claire. And now they're just going to use all the same guys.
I mean, I can assure you that all they did was age up for Claire. And that's probably the extent.
Probably it, yeah.
Right, and Tayshia's 29, so I feel like the aging up is not even an issue for her. It's not like she's 24 and the guys are 30-something. Like,
totally
the guys that are 34 and 30-whatever are perfect for Tayshia. I feel like it's like the perfect age range for her. And totally I also think that, we are all so excited when we heard that Matt James would be The Bachelor, and we were like, oh my God, and everyone was like, let's just...
We were like, skip Claire.
Skip Claire's season, let's just watch Matt. But I actually love that this happened, because now I'm not even thinking about Matt James' season. I am thinking strictly about Claire and Tayshia's season.
Maybe that was
which
on
is
purpose.
Why, yes, which is what I'm going to bring back to the point where they were like, okay, Claire wants to quit and nobody even really cares right now. So like, go off, do your thing. Let's make this shit pop, have the drama flowing. You did bring up a great point, Nick, about it being like really, dramatic in the beginning, and then how will they keep it interesting? I felt the same way about Peter's season when we saw Hannah come back and we saw the tears and we saw the everything that was just like, everything leading up to that. We saw so many trailers of she's back, and we couldn't possibly believe it was Hannah. And then Hannah did come back and everyone was like, how are we going to top this? And then he proposed to Hannah Ann, then dumped Hannah Ann, then went to Maddie, then, you know, didn't work out with Maddie. We got Barb, and then he was with Kelly. So I feel like it always finds its way.
Oh, they'll figure it out. They know right. what they're doing. Yeah. And I'm really curious to see, you know, there's going to be two or three guys that Claire didn't end up with, right, that we got to know and start to like. And maybe they liked Claire. And now those are the conversations I'm interested in, right? To see a guy have a one-on-one with Claire and be like, she's the best and I love her. And then all of a sudden Tayshia comes in.
She's the best. I love Tayshia.
if I'm a producer, right? That's who gets the first one-on-one.
Right.
Like the guy who just poured his heart out about Claire. I make sure he's like getting one of the first two one-on-ones with Claire, with Tayshia, and I get him to say the same shit about Tayshia.
Absolutely. And do you think that they leave? Like, do you think that there'll be some guys that are like, I'm out?
I think the producers will invite that option.
For sure.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, they're just good at whatever you want to be. They want you to be it. You're a most outrageous self, you know? That show puts you into a box. And then as a cast member, that's what's frustrating. You know, no one's ever as great or as bad as they seem in real life. Tyler is wonderful. He's also human, you know? He's done – there's a world that Tyler C. could have been a villain. I guarantee it. Right.
Absolutely.
And I think Tyler's great. I'm not talking shit about Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
we love Tyler too.
We all like, and so that as a cast member, we get frustrated that we, whatever you are, you're like, there's more to me. And there truly is. So I think, you know, whatever you're feeling in that moment, if producers don't tell you to not, like once in a while, like if the show's filming, right. And you're in like week 5 or 7 and you pretty much created your own story arc by being the nice person or the whatever. Let's say you're the nice, sweet person. They like you. Maybe they're like, oh, this person could be our next lead or bachelor. And all of a sudden you're just like, I want to do some shit. You know, like I want, they're like, pump the brakes, buddy. You're fine. Yeah. Help no one. Once in a while they'll do that. For the most part, they don't stop you from doing anything because it's all content. And they're just going to create some content and then they'll figure out afterwards how they want to air that content. So yeah, if guys want to leave, that's right. That's drama, right? That's interesting. That's
Yeah.
How's that make Tayshia feel, right? How's that? You know, they're not gonna want to push Tayshia too much early on because they're asking a lot of her. It's she's in a tough position to take over halfway through. It's not ideal. Like, granted, it's gonna be a great opportunity for her, but it's not the same as the normal experience.
Right. And I want to say that there are times where people, and we even said it like, oh, we feel bad for Tayshia. She's getting, you know, the half of the season. She is willingly signing up for this and going. Yeah. So I don't think there's any reason. I actually just came to that conclusion in my head. I'm like, wait a second. I don't feel bad at all because she is willingly showing up and knowing what she is signing up for. She knows that she was the backup plan to Claire because Claire is leaving. She knows that she may get the same guys. She knows that they may leave. So I'm sure she knows all the possibilities and she's still doing it for the great opportunity that it is.
Totally. That's the thing. It's so sometimes you feel like you have to remind fans that we're talking in Bachelor World. Like, even if we're going to like criticize Claire for quitting what she signed up for, it's like, she's harming no one, you know,
right, yeah.
Like, you know, so it's like everyone calm down a little bit. And you're right. It puts Tayshia in a tough spot, but she accepted it. It's going to be great. Hopefully great for her. They'll push her. She's going to get stressed out. There'll be moments she wants to quit. That's inevitable.
Imagine
someone else.
Could you like, and is there, I know we'd be curious though. What if, like, you know, totally reasonable for Tayshia to be show up and be like, these are my guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, she probably saw the rundown. Like, I mean, we've all seen it. So she knows.
Yeah, she could have seen him too.
Yeah. No, I think Tayshia's going to totally fall for someone, whether it works out or not.
And this is, and like you said, this is not a hit it on Tayshia at all, but let's all remember that, like, she did have a relationship with John Paul Jones on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, she's very much going to be willing to be with someone and find love. Like,
I'm glad you said it. You said it, not me. I mean,
yes, I say it with love. Happy. Like, if she is willing to have that relationship on television, she's probably going to find a relationship on this show.
Loyal fans are like you. Like, even I have. We all have like our some diehard fans, and it's like you can't say anything about us other than like you really got to preface it. You know, like
Yep. No harm, but I'm just.
Oh my gosh, she's the greatest. You know, like,
John Paul Jones, funny guy, never see myself in a relationship with him.
Right. Those two were never going to work.
Yeah. Well, don't shank me in an alley, you know, like, yeah.
Yep, exactly. We love Tayshia, so we're excited. She was obviously one of the people that we had wanted to be like, when Claire was announced as the Bachelorette, it was shocking. We had no idea that it was going to be somebody from like that far back. So, and I think a lot of people thought Tayshia. So
I mean,
we're getting both.
I'm going to be disappointed we didn't see a full season of Claire for all the reasons we've talked about.
And then
that's a fact. People are going to be like, they'll want a label as to why she quit. You know, some people will say, well, see, this proves that 39-year-olds know what they want. And so that's a good thing. And maybe they won't cast. Like, to me, that's all silliness. Like, she clearly was talking to this guy, and you're right. I totally agree with you, Rhea, after hearing out more. She probably wanted to quit, as a lot of leads do. They probably gave her an option to quit, and she took it, and here we are. So it's all fine. We're all going to be excited about it. But I am bummed to not just see a full season of Claire. I wanted to see that.
Yeah, that's her own fault. It is her own choice.
It is what it is at this point. Either way, we're all going to tune in. We're all going to live tweet Tuesdays, not Mondays this time around. It's going to be a little switch up. I like to start my week off with The Bachelor, Bachelorette, but it is what it is. I'll take what I can get. Any show that I can live tweet, I will watch it. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a blast. I love chatting it up with you. Everyone go check out his Patreon, Nick V Talks Trash TV, right?
Yeah, you got it. And then check out the Vow Files if you have some more time. And you ladies killed it. Everyone loved you guys on the episode, by the way. Thanks
that
for
awesome.
All that.
We love doing that.
Thanks for all the chicken in the office listeners who popped on to say hello. Hopefully some of you stuck around. But it's a ton of fun. It's like therapeutic for me. I get it, you know, I give up all the advice, but you know, I learn a lot from situations.
Totally. So, that was fun. We loved it. If you haven't listened to our episode, go listen to that too, because we were on Nick's podcast a couple weeks ago. So if you haven't listened, you should check that out.
And it's not it's not like timely. It's questions with Nick. So we talk about some relationship advice. So if you're looking for some relationship advice, check it out. You can listen anytime. You can find him there. Follow him on Instagram. And that's it. Thank you for joining us, Nick.
Ladies, always fun. It's a pleasure. Look forward to talking again. And I guess we'll just figure out what Bachelor World's all about in a few.
Absolutely.
That's good news.
Once the season starts, we'll have you back on for our recaps. We'll have Trent with us. It'll be fantastic.
We're not going to have to wait long. Yeah.
I know. It's just.
I'm beaming. I'm literally glowing right now. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, right, Nick.
Bye, ladies.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you had a blast listening. We hope you have an amazing weekend. And like we said in the intro, just a reminder, download Play Barstool in the App Store, get involved, bet on us while we play some fun games, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Looking out the door, I see the rain fall upon the funeral. Parading in the wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong. But tonight, you're on my mind. So you never know
broken down and hungry for your love, with no way to feed it. When are you tonight, child? You know how much I need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes a man gets carried away. He feels like he should be having his fun. But much too blind to see the damage he's done. Sometimes a man must wait to find a Billy who has no one. So I wait for you and I'll burn. Will I ever see your sweet return? Open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep.